This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, 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 please be part of the conversation. Seriously. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with your input. You know, and it doesn't matter what you believe. I take input from all sides of the aisle. Under the aisle, on top of the aisle, it doesn't matter to me. Seriously. You know, and I'm one of those believers that I want to hear everything everybody has to say. I don't want to hear that Judge Roy Moore is guilty because somebody's accused him. Right? And it's not just Moore. Even Weinstein's not guilty, somebody accused him. But if they come out and say they did it, do they still need a trial? I'm just curious, because if they come out and say they did it, then you can, it's no longer an accusation, right? Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm just trying to make sure I understand. Got anything to say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And what's really funny is when you ask people, you know, to show you that the left has really, like, lost it when it comes to Republicans, and not just... Yeah, any Republican. I'm not talking about the rhinos either. We'll get into them a little later. You know, McCain and others. Guys that are willing to... You know, McCain forgot about, you know, his accusations of infidelity, right? Forgot all about that. Isn't it funny, though, but Billy Bob Clinton's eerily quiet. Why do you think that is? I mean, Mrs. Clinton's not, but he is. You know, and they talk about the deniers, me being one of them, of Moore... I'm not a denier. That's what they're the label that they're putting on it. I'm one of those guys that believes you're innocent until proven guilty. Words, what does it mean? Because somebody said you did something? You stole my my car, my iPad, my whatever, whatever? And it seems that when Rob Reiner was cornered, you know, meathead, bonehead is what I lovingly call him, he was asked about the harasser known as Harvey Weinstein. You know what he did? He did what every stereotypical good far-left liberal does. He blamed Fox News. Mr. Reiner's a typical Hollywood liberal hypocrite. He has tons of criticism for President Trump and Republicans. But when somebody on his side does something truly deserving criticism, no, no, no. Apparently, Fox was at every one of these episodes, you know, unzipped, unbuckled Harvey's pants and pushed them down, and then pushed them down on top of those women. That's what Fox did. At a recent movie screening, he was asked about Harvey Weinstein and tried to make it all about Fox News. What a lame human being. Right? He's one of Rob Reiner's response to Harvey Weinstein. I'm all over myself. Reiner's response to Harvey Weinstein scandal. Weinstein. I like that better. Is less... Then, as they say, woke. Now, Twitchy, I'm not a Twitchy regular, so I don't even know about this. The regulars, they know that Rob Meathead Reiner loves to lecture conservatives from his position on the far left. See, he should have never done that show All in the Family. Really, he played the far left loon there, and somehow it got in his head that it was real. I don't know. But he's also a prolific director, so what would a Hollywood insider like him have to say when asked about Harvey Weinstein's sexual harassment scandal? Now, he was at an event with an audience, asked him about it. Right? And you would think that as a progressive, as one that upholds women's rights and what have you, he would be all over this, right? So, an audience member said, this is an actual question from both of you. In the wake of what we learned, for both of you, in the wake of what we learned about Harvey Weinstein, how can that still be happening in 2017? What can your community do about it? What's Rob's answer? Well, what can my community do? Hey, listen, this is happening in every workplace in America. I mean, you have Fox News. I mean, this is, you talk about sexual harassment? That goes on. It's disgusting. It's disgusting, you know. The thing to do about it is to, how about this? Harvey Weinstein funded this movie, The Hunting Ground. How do you do that? I mean, you know. He's answered nothing. I don't even know what he's saying. I'm reading this verbatim. I don't speak in full sentences, and I don't understand what he's saying. He goes on to say, that's something that we all have to, you know, we have to create these safe atmospheres where women can come forward and say what they need to say in order to get these things. But this kind of stuff is going on in every industry. So does that make it okay? Is he saying it's all right? And it's not just Hollywood. He's one schmuck who did what he did. But, you know, there's a lot of great stuff in Hollywood that don't... he says stuff. A lot of great people in Hollywood that don't do that kind of stuff. So, has he laid out Weinstein? No, he hasn't. He's laid out Fox News. Right? I mean, seriously. Now the guy, the moderator, lined up a bunch of questions about Trump, but didn't really allow that many about Weinstein. You would think these guys, it's a perfect opportunity to show what they're willing, what stand they're willing to really take to help women in the workplace, that is. So saying this goes on all over the place, it's almost like he's saying, it's okay. Right? I'm just stating. And for those of you who think I'm sticking up for more, I mean, I don't know how much, what are you drinking? Can you give me some? Because it seems to make you feel better about yourself. When we get back, the Walpole reporter who broke the news on Judge Roy Moore's story has a criminal history of what? Faking stories. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one
we are back.
He was a top man.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate your time that you're on the air with me, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Also, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address. Yes, I want your email address. Because every week I send out one lousy, stinking email to let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, all that fun stuff. And then guess what? You can decide whether to listen or not. You can decide what nights to listen or not. Totally up to you. It's that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you've been spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that other fun stuff. All right. You know what? This is going to be one of those smorgasbord nights where you're going to have to grab hold, hold on, take notes, whatever, or play it back later. The problem with playing it back later, though, is I talk just as fast on the playback as I do on the real one. And unlike the old days, it's not like you could slow the tape down. Remember that, you old farts out there? You could put your finger on the reel-to-reel and slow the tape down. You could squeeze the cassette player. What?
On YouTube, you can slow it down.
Can you? Really?
Yeah.
See, I just learned something new.
Well, there you go.
Did my voice get lower, too?
Why are you keeping me around? I don't know. I don't want to
Welcome back. All right, so Justin, the Washington Post reporter, who broke the news on Judge Roy, has a criminal record of faking things, but that can't be true, right? That's got to be a misprint. So Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore is denying that he was romantically pursued teenagers as young as 14 while he was in his 30s. Hey, how old was Jerry Lee Lewis when he married his cousin?
I don't know. I'll check for you.
Yeah, first cousin, too, wasn't she? Like, first cousin, 15? Anyway, he was in his 30s, bombshell report. The woman accused Moore told the Washington Post that when they were between the ages of 14 and 18, he romantically pursued them. One woman, Lee Korfman, told the Post that when she was 14 years old in 79, a 32-year-old Moore took off her shirt and pants and removed his clothes. Korfman told the Post that Moore touched her over her bra and underpants. She says he also guided her hand to touch him over his underwear. The outspoken social conservative said in the statement, the four women quoted by the Washington Post are lying. Now, again, I realize just because he says it doesn't make it so. I love some of you people who think that there's conservatives out there believe everything that comes out of the mouth of a conservative. It's just not true.
He was 22.
He was 22?
She was 13.
She was... Oh. Okay.
She's lying about her age at 15.
I'm sorry. That made a difference how. I'm sorry. Anyway, she was 13?
She was lying. She said she was 15.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes it all better now. All right. I'm sorry, guys. I mean, can you imagine? Right? I mean, if the father, well, that was his cousin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I got nothing. I mean, I'm pretty much done at that point. I don't even know. My mind won't even go to the right place anymore. It's terrible. Anyway, let's get back to the Washington Post reporter who broke the news. Come on, where'd you go? I love it. I just had it up on my screen. The outspoken social conservative said in a statement that the four women quoted, "We're lying." He said, "This is garbage. It's the very definition of fake news. It's intentional defamation," Moore said. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon also helped Moore trounce establishment favorite Luther Strange in the September Republican primary. Now, look, again, if you don't... I'm not saying the women are lying. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to say it yet until it's proven. But I'm going to keep pounding home what we pounded home earlier tonight. Interestingly enough, why now? Why when Moore is 11 points or was 11 points? And as a matter of fact, his lead got bigger after this. Right? Former White House advisor Steve Bannon, you know, who helped Moore trounce on the establishment. And not just the Republican establishment, but the Democrat establishment. Look, I think they're petrified in D.C. I think both sides are petrified. And whether Moore did it to these girls or not is not what they're petrified about. They're petrified because changes are coming, that the norm doesn't hang out anymore. And I'm not talking about the norm of decency. I'm talking about the norm where you do things that the party tells you to do, how they tell you to do it, and the way they tell you to do it, or else. Why didn't these women... girls, whatever, why didn't they come up even during a primary? Stephanie McCrumen, the reporters who co-wrote the Washington Post hit piece on Judge Roy, apparently has a history of faking things like, well, fake checks, for instance. Now, according to the anti-Trump publication Red State, Mr. Krugman, who works for the Washington Post, who many consider to be fake news after using multiple unnamed sources in an attempt to take down President Trump, has a criminal record that involves writing a fake check. Mr. Krugman has a rather interesting criminal history, as the public criminal records in multiple states stretches across four time zones. That's good. And busy. Busy person. Ms. McCrummins' criminal history began in North Carolina in violation of Article 19, False Pretenses and Cheats section of the North Carolina Criminal Code. Ms. McCrummin was convicted of crime punishable up to 6 months of imprisonment for writing a hot check that was deemed worthless. Ms. McCrummin's other offenses are all traffic-related. Okay, we've all got traffic-related offenses, right? She was tracked down by the courts after she had escaped Arizona's jurisdiction to D.C., and her case was assigned to fines and fees and restitution enforcement. And again, I'm sorry, I know some of you guys are going to laugh at me, but, you know, almost all have had a speeding ticket or a parking ticket or something along those lines, all right? After the fair team tracked her down at her Washington, D.C. apartment, they finally appeared to get her attention, and on October 23rd, 2010, she paid the defaulted fine to the criminal court almost 2 months after her conviction. Now, four states, she's had to pay fines and go back into four different states over this. So, again, all I got to say is, and I'm not going to beat the whole thing to death. I'm not going to read all this stuff. You're guilty of doing certain things. End of discussion. I hope we can then move on with this. This is crazy. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I'll talk a lot more. You know, Target stores. Did you hear that they're closing stores across the U.S.? Right? I guess finances are down. Revenue's down. I wonder what drove that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit. Oh, look at that. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Now, Alice Cooper was one of my favorites. I was into classic rock and roll. Well, I guess maybe that's not classic. Depends where you're coming from. More hard rock and roll, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, okay? And I do want you as part of the conversation. I do want you engaged. I do want you talking about the same things we are, for that matter. What story? Oh, Target. Some of you jokingly call it Target. Guess what? Still a cheap store. Doesn't matter what you call it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do the same thing on Facebook. We've got a live page going there with a Facebook feed. Facebook's going to be closing some stores. Target will be closing some Facebook stores, I hope. Target will be closing. God. Can we start all over? You just started with the bumper music, and I'll just start right at the top. Anyway, Target's going to be closing 12 stores, probably more. They always start off small and go from there. And some would like to say it's because of how many conservatives they angered with that whole transgender bathroom policy. And what's really funny is they said that had nothing to do with it, but when it went down and they originally allowed, as they had by some of the state laws, they allowed the bathrooms to be used by whatever you identified as, and they saw how it massively hit them. They turned around and they started putting in bathrooms that single door bathroom. They used to call them family rooms or something like that, which was kind of weird. So, a single stall bathroom, that's what they were called. I'm sorry, I couldn't get off it, right? Didn't help, though. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports that the retailer will be closing a dozen underperforming stores nationwide, at least. The chain said the closings were part of a process to redefine the store and its focus on a smaller store format. So are they going to close 12 of the biggest stores? I mean, Target has these, like, do they also have, like, Walmart? They have the supermarket and all that, or they just some of them?
Yeah, it's kind of like Walmart. Some do, some don't.
Okay. So the stores being closed are in Lauderhill, Florida, Macon, Georgia, Harper Woods, Benton Harbor, Michigan, Fergus Falls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can go on for days here. But anyway, Texas, Maryland, Louisiana, all over the place. They're looking to have the stores closed by the end of January. He goes on to say, we have a rigorous process in place to evaluate the performance of every store on an annual basis. Closing or relocating underperforming locations is needed, is what they normally do. They're saying this is nothing new. Although if I go back and look, I haven't seen many of these stories before. Now she added that the stores are generally closed as a result of several years of decreasing profitability. And it's not a decision we make lightly because, you know, we put people out of work. We have a really rigorous process in place to evaluate this. While we can't know with certainty that these closings are the direct result of a retailer's political correct stances, the writer says we can fairly be certain that these moves did nothing to secure customer faith to the company. There were a lot of conservatives that were outraged by this. And whether you're conservative or liberal, you're always looking for a good deal. And apparently, they could get a good deal at Target. But people don't want to go into these stores for, you know, and learn about politics. You have to deal with political issues. You know what I'm saying? Of course you know what I'm saying. So, again, I love it. We see it happen on the left. They do it all the time. They did it to Glenn Beck. They tried to do it to Sean Hannity. What I'm loving about the Sean Hannity thing, now, I'm not a, I shouldn't say I'm not a big fan of Sean Hannity's. I'm just not one that goes out of my way to watch his show.
Because it's on when you're on. It's on when you're on.
Well, but I can watch it later, and I don't do that either. You know? Who wants to go look at somebody who looks like me? I got enough of me. But you see what's happening there is that him having his people boycott some of the vendors, some of the, advertisers that have pulled, you see what that's done, right? They've come back. They've decided maybe that wasn't such a good idea. So the boycotts, I guess they work. And, heck, I keep it up. Again, I'm not a big believer in boycotts, but I would keep it up, especially if it irritates them that much. I love it. I think it's wonderful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just saw the story go, oh, yeah, our buddy OJ. This guy can't, see, he'll be back in jail soon. He can't stay out of trouble. He's bigger than himself. He just can't stay out of trouble. Look, he gets drunk. He tears up a hotel room shortly after being released. Now, you know you've been in jail all that time, unless you're making your own booze and hiding there, and I've heard it's been done. Right? I mean, why would you go out drinking at a bar with your buddies, knowing that the only thing you could do is get in trouble? So after serving 9 years for robbery that occurred in a hotel in Las Vegas, could very well be headed back to prison sooner than he thought. According to a stunning TMZ report last week, the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas booted Simpson from its facilities after he reportedly began to act unruly at one of its bars and broke some glasses. Now, we're told Simpson was angry at the hotel staff and glasses broke at the bar. Security showed up and removed Simpson from the hotel. We're told that Simpson was nice to responding security guards. Still, we're told he's been permanently banned from the Cosmopolitan. Now, you don't get permanently banned for breaking a couple of glasses and yelling at somebody. There's too much money in his pockets to be spent there. You know what I'm saying? OJ, ought to thank God the hotel chose not to pursue charges against him, as it would take just one slip-up for his parole to be violated. Gee, that's too bad. But given his OJ always has been rambunctious with no conscience, it should come as no surprise that he felt zero remorse over what happened. He said, it ain't because I was rude or crude or drunk or broke a glass or something, he said. He was in the parking garage with a TMZ reporter. Right?
All of that was completely made up, he added. Nothing happened at the Cosmo. It's a complete lie. Just a total lie. Wow. This guy does live in an alternate universe, doesn't he? Right? Is he still looking for Nicole's murder? Do we check into that? Because, I mean, he might be still looking. Maybe that's it. Maybe he was looking for Nicole's murderer in the hotel, and he got down because he couldn't really find the murderer, and he's not making any headway, and he had too many drinks, and he was just too. That's what it was. But then, if it was all made up, then so was that, right? The hotel did indeed ban him, as attorney Malcolm LaVerge confirmed. Though he also denied that Simpson was intoxicated or belligerent while at the Las Vegas hotel. He also revealed that Simpson was forced to meet his parole officer and undergo drug and alcohol tests following reports of his antics. According to an unnamed source who spoke with the gossip website Radar Online, Simpson's parole specifically prohibits him from consuming drugs or drinking to intoxication. Well, come on. If he truly hadn't drank for 9 years, how much booze do you think it would take to send him over the top? Right? Now, if he really values his freedom, if this nut job really wants to stay out, and I think he thinks he's too big, still hasn't learned his lesson. So if he really wants to stay out, maybe he needs to give up the booze. Maybe he needs not to go to those places. You know what I'm saying? So, let me see. Legal expert Amy Dash says he has to really be careful about who he surrounds himself with. No kidding, right? I mean, see, this stuff to me is always amazing when you read these Hollywood stories. And it's like these people don't understand the basics. They really don't. They don't get the basics of what's going on around them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending and being involved in the conversation. You know, which one do I got so many stories in front of me. I want to do them all, but I'm not going to be able to get to them all. The one I like, though, that there wasn't a whole bunch of noise made about was the U.S. withdrawing from UNESCO, citing anti-Israel and anti-Christian bias. Think about that. The State Department and the United States pulled out of an agreement because they're anti-Christian and anti-Israel, therefore anti-Jew. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Every time I hear that song, I think I walk into one of those old-fashioned, a living room in the 70s with, you know, shag rug and velvet pictures on the wall, beads up all over the place, heavy smoke. And I won't go any further. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Every once in a while, out of the corner of my eye, I see that movie, Dazed and Confused. Go grab that. If you're a 70s kid, high school 70s, that will remind you of graduation day in the 1970s. All right, let me get back to reality here. On LNWestRepublic.com, there's a story up there that talks about the U.S. withdrawing from UNESCO, citing anti-Israel and anti-Christian bias. And it's a true statement. When you think about all the things, like the colleges here in California, the state-run colleges, how many of the colleges are anti-Israel? They want to stop doing business with any vendor that does business with Israel in any way. And they really can't tell you why. No, seriously, they can't give you a solid reason as to why they need to stop doing it. Now, Thursday of last week, the United States withdrew from UNESCO, the United Nations Education, Science, and Cultural Organization. Well, now, this is the thing about the United Nations. Nothing they do makes sense. Right? I mean, think about the people they've had on the they've had as the head of their Human Rights Commission. I mean, they've had leaders from China. They've had leaders from North Korea. They have had leaders from Iran. Seriously. Now, while the press release cited the organization's anti-Israel bias, in truth, the organization is both anti-Semitic and anti-Christian. And it denies the history of both faiths as related in their scriptures. On October 12, 2017, the Department of State notified UNESCO Director General Irina Bakova of the U.S. decision to withdraw from the organization and to seek establish a permanent observer mission to UNESCO. The decision was not taken lightly and reflects U.S. concerns with mounting, you know, issues with UNESCO. The need for fundamental reform and the organization continued anti-Israeli bias. I mean, they go on and on and on to talk about all the negative things that UNESCO. Now, remember, United Nations is supposed to pull all the nations together, not push one out. And it was United Nations. Go back and look at your history. As to why and how Israel got the land it has. How the Palestinians got where they're at. Now, UNESCO declared that the old city of Hebron, an endangered Palestinian World Heritage Site, it has also passed several resolutions ignoring Jewish and Christian ties to Jerusalem, which is just nuts. Craziness. Ignore fact and go, right? Do you remember that? Maybe you don't remember. I got to pull it back up again. I had a video from an imam who was talking about, he was talking about denouncing science. And his reasoning behind denouncing science was very simple. Because if the earth was really spinning underneath us, really truly spinning, you could jump off a chair, and while you were in midair, the earth would move underneath you, and you could never land in the same place. So, with that kind of logic, I don't know why he didn't just say if the earth is spinning that fast, you would be whipped off the planet because it would be spinning too fast. And it was a whole room. That would be 200-300 people in the room that agreed with him or were petrified to say you're wrong. One of the two. Anyway, keep in mind that these ancient sites couldn't be Palestinian heritage sites because there was never a Muslim nation of Palestine. Neither Jerusalem nor Hebron were ever part of a Palestinian state because there was never a Palestinian state. After the Bar, I'm going to screw this one up, aren't I? Koba revolt in 135, the Romans punished the Judeans for revolting a second time. 60 years by changing, you know what? That thing threw me off. They don't use B.C. anymore, or A.D. Now it's C.E. What's that common era, right? Wow. Yeah. We should change it to Christ era. Really make them crazy, right? Show them how they can't get away from it. They'll change the letters again if we do that. You better thank God I'm not a history teacher. Seriously, I'd have a ball with that. So, revolting a second time in 60 years by changing the name of their country from Judea to Syria, Palestina, after the ancient enemy of the Jews, the Philistines, who were destroyed 1,000 years before that time. At the same time, they changed the name of the holy city of Jerusalem to Aila. Oh, yeah, I'm not even going to try. A different name. How's that? You know, it's almost funny how they can't... They can't live with the history because the history flies right in their face. They can't live with the facts because the facts fly right in their face. They don't know what to do with it, right? Seriously. I mean, we could do the whole history lesson if you really need it. Right? And after the Romans threw out many of the Jews, the Holy Land was ruled by the Byzantine Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and finally the British Mandate. The Romans threw out many of the Jews. The Holy Land was ruled by the Byzantine Empire, also known, as I said, as the Ottoman Empire. Right? The Holy Land once again became the Jewish state in 1948. During the period of the British Mandate, both Jews and Muslims living in the Holy Land were called Palestinians. I mean, it's if they would just take their time and understand what they're doing, what they've agreed to over the years. Not only do the ancient Greek, Roman, and Muslim texts describe Jerusalem as Jewish, let me try that again, not only do the ancient Greek, Roman, and Muslim text describe Jerusalem as Jewish and the place where Solomon's temple stood, more recently, the official 1925 Supreme Muslim Council, a guidebook to Al-Haram and Al-Sharif, recognized the presence of the Jewish temples atop the mount. Right? There were pages of this information which says, you know, that the Temple Mount identity with the site of Solomon's temple is beyond dispute. This is in their own paperwork. Right? The Muslim writings. So how can UNESCO decide it doesn't exist anymore? I mean, they're ignoring it all. They're not only ignoring the Christian Gospels or the Jewish Gospels, but they're ignoring Muslim scripture. You make that hard. Well, I guess apparently it's hard for them because they can't figure it out. When are you and I and the rest of us really going to start pushing back and not allow them to get away with this? No, come on, really. I mean, there are things that we can do to push back and to keep pushing back. And I wouldn't stop till I got what I wanted. I wouldn't stop till we just made them so crazy they didn't know what to do with themselves. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're listening from one of the stations in California, California decided to move up its primaries because they felt it would make them more important. It would give them more power. I hope to God that ain't true. Because California's got enough crazy power. Seriously. And I mean, they moved up to February, March, thinking that by moving it that much further, then there'd be a whole bunch of buzz around the presidency. They're trying to get a handle on the presidency and what have you. You've got to get out there and get involved. If you're in California and you're tired of what you're seeing, you're tired of these high gas prices, you're tired of the parental control they're taking away from you at the school level. Well, they're doing it at the state level, sending it down to the schools. If you're tired of that, then change it. It's really that simple. Change it. And don't let them do it to you. Get up to the website. Buy the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to hate, and you don't have to. Seriously. Okay? Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I let you know what we're going to be talking about. Topics we're going to be discussing. Guests that are coming on. Yes, you can buy coffee cups, water bottles, all kinds of stuff off the website to get involved in the conversation and help promote the show. They do help promote the show, by the way. It does help tremendously. You can also check out the stories. Tell the writers what a great job they're doing. Comment on their stories. Or you can head up to Patreon, which is a way for you to become a member of the group, a member of the organization, a member of my PIPs, my politically incorrect posse, usually simply for the price of a cup of coffee a month. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.